Let's do this. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Hey, 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 how's it going out there, Internet? Dave here. All the best moments from today's show, of which there were, well, quite a few. It's been a fun week so far, and today was no exception. The big Queen movie takeover happened last night as we packed an audience into a sneak preview of Bohemian Rhapsody. Steve was there. He reported, gave us his movie review. It's John Anderson's birthday, of course, the lead singer of Yes, and we paid tribute to him. Learned about the Beatles in Sweden. Heard about a more current hit maker, Hanson. Remember them? Yeah, well, they're back on the scene explaining that bop has a deeper meaning than we realized. Comedian Mike Albanese joined us for the first time in studio, despite being born around here. And we had quite the debate this morning with Halloween looming. We talked trick or treat and at what age is appropriate to cut off your candy collecting. It was John and I versus Steve, and we know how most text polls turn out for Steve. But would his luck change today? Well, you'll find out right here when we roll it. Let's do it right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
Every time I hear Twisted Sister, it throws me on back to my teen years. Because, I mean, they were a local band in my neighborhood.
Playing stickball with D.
Well, no, we didn't play stickball together, but we did hang in a lot of places together. And it was funny because they had a band, and then all of a sudden, they started dressing really weird. Right? I was like, what's with D? So 39 degrees outside right now. A temperature's getting up to 54. A mostly sunny, cool day today. We've got a lot to get to this morning, and we'll talk about this a little more, but a little more later on. But briefly, Steve,
yeah.
How was the Queen movie?
I liked it a lot.
Really?
And everyone
cool.
I talked to in the theater
yeah.
enjoyed it just as much.
Yeah. And did our winner yesterday use all 10 tickets?
Oh, I didn't run into him. I ran into a different person who just won right. when we played a Queen song.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't see the person with nine seats.
Obviously.
But it was full.
Yeah,
so they had to.
Yeah.
There was no empty seats. So
right,
I guess they had to.
Yeah. So, yeah, because that was our own theater last night. I can't wait to see this. And I've got to wait another week.
It just reaffirms. If you love Queen, you're going to really love Queen. It's just, that's what it is. It's,
really?
It's,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to like it. You say, well, I don't want to get into too much of it now because we've got TJ Miller coming up.
Spoiler. Freddie doesn't make it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
We were just speaking earlier about we're due for a live broadcast, and I've got to tell you, I mean, I really wouldn't mind doing a week of live broadcast from Orlando, and especially Universal Orlando Resort.
That would work.
Where starting Monday, we're going to start sending people to Classic Rock Concentration is coming back. It's really simple, folks. We've got a board that has 40 squares on it. 20 different bands, all right, on those squares. You've got to match two of them, find two squares that match, you're off to Orlando. Universal Orlando Resort, the world's most exciting family vacation destination. You'll play, you'll scream, you'll laugh at the biggest TV and movie characters and stay on site at Universal's Aventura Hotel. All right, 7:30 Monday morning. This Monday morning we start and we give you the opportunity. And there's a follow-along sheet so that you can, like, write them down, fill them in. Because just because one person gets them wrong, every time somebody gets one wrong, every time somebody exposes one of those squares, every time someone doesn't get a match, they're only helping you to get one. So we might as well follow along and write them all down. 39 degrees outside right now. With Halloween upon us, I went into, because I had to do arts and crafts for the Wheel of Long Songs,
sure.
right? I went into a party city, mm-hmm. right? Which was all set up for Halloween. And they had some costuming there. But they had those package costumes,
yeah.
you know, real quick. And they obviously come from China. Because the Chinese don't want to pay the rights fees for some of these things. So you got to hear the names of some of these outfits and see if you can figure out what character it is.
I love knockoffs, Henry.
Like Hermione Grinder.
Oh, from Harry Potter?
From Harry Potter.
Hermione?
Oh, Hermione Granger.
Yeah.
It's a Grinder.
Hermione Grinder. Cyberman or Padre.
Cyberman.
It's Cyberman or Padre. This is a tough one.
Cyber. Yeah, I don't have.
Is there an online superhero?
cyberpunk
that I'm unaware of?
I don't have a clue.
Yeah, no. It's the Matrix outfit. Either you're Neo, right?
Oh my God!
But if you put on a black hat, then you're a Padre.
Wow.
Juice Demon.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, man. I was going to go Kool-Aid guy.
Thanks for not a bad one, Dave. Yeah.
The label on the package actually said Hungry Rebel Girl.
Hungry Rebel Girl.
It's Jennifer Lawrence in
The Hunger
Katniss
Games.
Katniss
from
Everdeen, right. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Where's the stripey dude?
Where's Waldo? Yes. Stripey dude. I found the stripey dude. There he is.
Pubescent Frog of Silent War.
What?
Pubescent Frog of Silent War. The Smacks Frog. The WB TV Frog.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
No. What? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What was it again?
What?
Yeah, Pubescent Frog of Silent War.
By the way, I might have the loudest friggin' microphone in all microphones ever. I can't move it a centimeter without bang, 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 bang.
Debbie accomplishes
Sorry.
It.
Sorry.
Yeah, she
anyway.
Does. You're just clumsy.
How did they miss the fact that they're turtles?
I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea at all. The only one that's left is Notionless.
Notionless?
Notionless.
Without a notion?
Yeah.
What? This one's impossible.
I don't know.
Cher from Clueless. She's notionless.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Do you have Halloween plans? Are you and Randy dressing up as anything? We're not throwing a party this year, so.
Nah.
No, you're not?
I might actually stay home and give out candy this year, though.
Really?
The last couple years, I went out to dinner.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
And shut off all the lights.
One of those Grinches.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm worse. Well, actually, it's not me. It's
you're a lights off house too.
Right. No, not a lights off.
You're
right?
A lights offer.
Right. You know what? The problem is the dogs. They go so berserk at the doorbell ringing all night.
I've experienced that.
Right,
yeah.
You know, that it's like, I don't want to put them through it. I don't want to go through it. I don't want to hear my wife talking about it.
Right.
You know, so it's like, okay, right, bring in the pumpkins, shut off the lights,
right.
Go to the back of the house so nobody sees the lights on.
I'll be putting my fire pit out at the end of the driveway, sitting around it, handing out candy and having beer.
Yeah, you have a great neighborhood for it.
I'm jealous.
I would own my neighborhood if I was a kid going around trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I would have like three pillowcases full of candy.
Wow.
There's that many houses.
Wow.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. Although it does look like he's eaten three pillowcases
Yeah, okay.
Full
hey, pot, meat, kettle.
What's happening on the roadways? Oh, it's John Anderson's birthday.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's John. I'm 74 today.
let's pull up something and celebrate John Anderson's birthday.
I know who it is. I know who the monster is.
All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
So it is John Anderson's 74th birthday?
Yes.
74th birthday 74. Today? All right. Yeah. I was just thinking about this, and I mean, I got to really be grateful to the guys in this band. Because over the years, every one of the guys in Yes has been not only a friend of the show, but has become friends a friend of mine.
Is that right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, everybody, and especially John Anderson. Yeah. Well, John and Rick Wakeman.
Right.
The two of them are the ones that I'm probably the closest with. Right. So and I've gotten into great conversations with John. I've gotten life advice from John over the years. Right. He's an all around great guy, even though he does have a rather high voice. But he's managed to make that work to its advantage. And when I think this might have been the last time we spoke to him because we were on the phone. Right. This might have been when the three of them were going out.
Okay.
Right? All right.
A little while.
Yeah. Trevor Rabin and Rick Wakeman and Anderson.
Yep.
Right. And I asked him about doing songs like Seen All Good People. Let me ask you about a song like Seen All Good People. Is that just general hippie feeling? I mean, how did that come about?
Well, I wrote the song Your Move, which was the beginning of the idea,
And I went in, and I just said, let's keep it in very simple, and very open. And then I realized I was singing about sending instant karma to me, you know, very John Lennon.
Right.
He wrote that song, Instant Karma. So when we did the middle section vocals, and I said, underneath, we'll, in the distance, we'll put Give Peace a Chance, because it was a homage to John Lennon, that uh-huh. song. About an hour later, Chris was playing a riff, which became the riff behind I've Seen All Good People. So we just put them together as part of an idea that I'm sure this would sound great on stage. I think, yes, music was always about performing
mm-hmm.
on stage. It wasn't, let's make a hit record, let's make some music, get on stage, record after we've been touring, which is exactly what we did with that song. We'd actually toured it for about 6 months. We just realized that what we do is make music for stage performance first and foremost, and then record later, you know, and that was what we were doing in those days.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
I'm going to go back to 1963 because this is an interesting story, and I always love hearing about these people who just knew so much about rock and roll. In 1963, actually it was today in 1963, the Beatles were starting their European tour, and they were in Sweden. Their tour starts in Sweden, and Beatlemania is in full force there, right? The Beatles play to a very enthusiastic, screaming crowd of fans, right? The local pop reviewer was not impressed at all. He considers the Beatles' music, and I'm quoting him from his article, to be awful, and suggests that the Beatles should be grateful that for their screaming fans for drowning out the group's terrible performance. All right, the reviewer went on to say that the Beatles were of no musical importance whatsoever, and that their local group, the Phantoms, decidedly outshone them.
Wow.
This is the Phantoms, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there's nothing like the surf sound of Sweden.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
So let me get this straight. Your wife, Lauren, is a Phantom?
What? Phantom?
Yeah.
Oh.
The hell is that?
A fan of Hanson?
Yes, a fan of Hanson.
She is indeed.
Oh,
bedroom was plastered with them.
Really?
When she was like 13. Yeah.
I have a funny feeling we have a traffic person who might agree with you. There's a real good chance.
Kids like Hanson.
Right, really? Oh, so you weren't a Hanson person?
Nah, I'm a little too old for that.
Well, okay. All right, good.
Your kids weren't. Hold on. How old were your kids when Hanson hit?
They were tiny.
They were like toddlers.
But they got into it.
But they could umbop.
Their drummer was a toddler, so I guess so. Yeah.
Why are you singing?
Yeah. I grew up with these bad boys. Come on, guys.
Man. Oh, so you're a Phantom also.
All millennials have to be.
Okay, now you ready for this?
What's that?
All right, the Hanson boys have decided that it is now time to explain to us, right, exactly what the Hanson. In what mbop means.
Okay.
All right?
It has a meaning?
Because this, yeah. And obviously, you know, and it's heavy. It's, you
know. A lot of people ask what mbop means, and we've talked a lot about time. Well, mbop, as a word, it represents time. It represents the fact that time passes very quickly. And so Taylor said earlier that we pick songs based on the lyrics and the stories they're telling. And so mbop found a place easily.
Just stop already.
Oh,
just
come on,
just
dude.
Stop. Really?
Just admit it's a stupid, catchy song.
Exactly.
With a stupid, catchy word. It's like Booyakasha.
You're right. Right. It is like Booyakasha.
We're not doing a dissertation on Booyakasha and its socioeconomic impact.
What are they expecting? Like, oh, now the History Channel's going to get into this?
History. The annals of time. Centuries. Decades. Years. Months. Weeks. Days. This week on the History Channel, things that happened in an instant. It's Mbop Week on the History Channel. Catch it before it's Mbop.
Really? Just get over yourselves, boys, all right? You're 25-year-old tweens.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9.
Shut up!
MGK.
Steve was at our premiere last night of the Queen movie. So overall,
I really enjoyed it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What about the rest of the crowd? Did it get like applause at the end?
Yeah, applause at the end. The last few minutes of it are basically a Queen concert, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Rami Malek does a fantastic job as Freddie. Not that Dave and I were really around to know what Freddie was like, but through YouTube videos and stuff like that,
sure,
we know enough about him. Rami nailed it. The rest of the guys that played the other members of the band were good as well. It was good. They did a good job of, you know, how the band interacted with each other, you know, some different rough points they had. I had a great time last night. You know, I was hanging out with our big boss, Joe Bell. He loved the movie.
Oh, nice. Right.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. It was a good night.
Joe Bell is a huge rock fan and a huge baseball fan, those two things.
Yeah,
so
it was really good. If you like Queen, you'll really like the movie.
Well, I like Queen, and I'm going to play some now.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
Meanwhile, back on Why Steve is Wrong, right? It has to do with, this story came out a couple of weeks ago, and we've been debating this for days now. And it has to do with, there were a number of towns who did this, but when they did it in Chesapeake, Virginia, all of a sudden, right, it became a national story. But believe it or not, they actually do this all over the country. Chesapeake, Virginia has a new statute that states that anyone over 12 who goes trick-or-treating can be charged with a misdemeanor that carries a $100 fine and maybe 6 months in jail.
That's asinine.
Can you imagine a 12-year-old in jail? Right, right. You know, like, what'd you do? I was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. You know, so
I had a sweet tooth.
But there is, I mean, look, I don't have a problem with that cutoff year. I really don't. He does.
I have a problem with the law and the government going into trick-or-treat bags, but I agree with the notion that once you hit your teen years, it's over.
Yes, exactly.
You're wrong because when you turn 13, which is when you're saying you have to stop, you've just got out of eighth grade.
Right, okay, right.
You're going to high school. It's time to grow up.
I know it's been forever since you got out of eighth grade, and Dave, it seems like it has been for you as well. So you guys must forget how little you are. You're still a kid.
Right.
Are you serious?
But you can still go to Halloween parties and stuff like that.
What 14-year-old do you know having a Halloween party?
Oh, we had some. We had some in the hood.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. You're old enough to have a job, be making your own money. It's for kids. It's for kids who don't have a job and can't go to the local CBS and grab some candy.
Well, you know, what do you want to do? You want to make it a height limit?
No.
Right? You know,
listen.
I'm sorry. Once you're over 4'8", you can no longer trick or treat.
15, maybe I'll say is the cutoff.
No, once you have teen,
if you can drive,
no.
Dave, you're
if you have pubic hair, you're done.
Right. 13.
If you have pubic hair, you're done.
Okay. In October of 2001, I would have been a freshman in high school.
Right.
I just turned 14 2 months before that. You're telling me that at 14 years old, and I just you're still a baby.
No, if you're in high school, you're grown. It's time to grow up.
Then I feel bad for James in 11 years when you tell him, nah, go to a party.
Yeah, that's how you make your kid grow up.
Yeah, that's
become
it.
A man.
Not, that's it.
Work for your
become
candy.
Become a man. Right. I almost cursed.
Work for your candy.
Become a man.
Ridiculous. If you have a caterpillar mustache.
So 13.
If I see a caterpillar mustache on my doorstep, I'm getting slammed.
I don't win these things very often against you two, but today is going to be the day because I think this is ridiculous.
And you're not going to. Dave, set it up.
You ready?
It's time for
Kyle at 13.
Instant. It's quick, easy.
Instantly. Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey said.
We want to know what the survey says. So where do you stand on Halloween trick-or-treating, right? Under teenage years, text 1 to MGK, MGK. Once you're in your teenage years, so basically the cutoff is 13. If you're under 13, right, you can trick-or-treat door-to-door. If you're over 13, grow up already, right? So 1 for under, 2 for over to MGK, MGK, 645, 645. And let's watch Steve lose.
You're a child at 13.
And I guess we should check in with Cindy, right? That's all we got to do now.
Cindy.
All right.
Yes.
Who are you with, me or these two idiots?
You know I'm with you, Steve.
Oh, I love you. You're the best.
I mean, around here, the kids go out through high school until the end of high school.
That's insane.
Listen, would you rather them out be drinking and then maybe driving home doing drugs?
Well, they drink too. But.
Right. Yeah.
I was going to say.
All right.
You don't think they're out there.
They're
not sober going door to door.
Let's see how he did.
Instant. It's quick, easy.
Instantly. Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey said.
Dave, talk about crap in the bed.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. We got destroyed.
Yikes.
81% of the respondents went with Steve.
I'm not even going to gloat about it because I knew this was going to happen. I mean, how could you guys not think that? How could you guys have, like, 12 years old as the line?
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
No, sorry. My kid's not going to be living at home at 30 like yours is.
Nor
brace
like,
for
or like mine is.
Or like John's.
Yeah, wait a second.
John voted wrong.
That's not true. He's not living at home at 30. We're going home at 33.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Yeah. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
This is an interesting weekend at Helium Comedy Club. Yeah. It's the weekend of one night stands, right? And starting it off tonight is Mike Albanese. He will be at Helium Comedy Club for one show at 8 o'clock. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And you're originally from here.
I am, yeah. I lived here when I was a little baby boy, I got out. That's what my dad likes to say.
We
escaped.
Right. To Atlanta?
Yeah, well, listen, he wasn't the smartest guy on the block. He took us from Philly and to the middle of nowhere. And he's like, hey, you guys deal with it. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm here with rednecks now? Perfect.
That's it. That's
why is that guy crawling into the hood of his car? Like, oh, well, because he knows how to build one. He's eight. Why are we doing this? It was a fun transition.
So, what part of town are you from?
Mayfair.
From Mayfair. North Steve Hood.
Northeast.
Yeah, we're old friends.
Yep. Okay.
Well, right. Probably.
I knew him before he moved. I was maybe one.
If I stayed, we probably would have been the people fist fighting on the street. So.
Now you're a big man.
I'm a big boy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, 6'5". You're not Gullman height, 6'6".
No, I'm 6'5", 200 pounds. Yeah.
All right.
My goal weight is a lot of people's heaviest. People talk a lot about how they want, like, I wish I weighed what I did in high school. Like, I want to go the other way. I'm my goal is death weight. That's what I'm like.
Really?
6 years after I die, that's the weight I want to be right now, because I feel like that's my when I decompose, that's when I'll be like at my skinniest.
I'm jacked up
for that.
Is this the reason why you're addicted to my 600-pound life?
Yeah, and because I love horrible TV.
It's a great show.
I don't have it. I just got a TV recently, and so the only exposure I have to television is when I'm on the road performing. So in hotels, I'm immediately like, what's the next baking show? And my 600-pound life.
Where's TLC?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whatever makes me feel the best and the worst. I want to, like, get hungry and, like, ooh, is Chopped on? Right. Chopped Junior? Perfect.
How many 600-pound people can they find stock that show? Is it a new episode every week?
It's a new episode every week, and it's all filmed in Houston. By the way, they never leave Houston. So
what?
You can say a lot about Texas. Add too fat to that list because it is. You know, they say, look, 24 episodes a season, new person every episode. If you remember, if you remember, 2017, Houston flooded real bad.
Right.
Maybe it tipped into the ocean. Did anybody think about that? Forget FEMA. Send Jenny Craig. Maybe she's the one that can fix the levees or whatever. I didn't study. I don't know how they do that. It's a tough town to be from.
And now you're living in the neighborhood I grew up in. You live in Astoria,
I do,
New York.
Yeah. Right.
So how's your Greek?
Well, the food's good. The Greek I know is two. How many do you want? Two. Lemon potatoes? Obviously. Throw it in my face. I hate when people ask me, "What do you want a side with that?" And I'm like, do you see me? I want all this. I want the side on both. I want both sides. Covered in food. That's what I want to do. I want to be buried. Death weight. Covered in lemon potatoes from Taverna Kinclades. I'll do local references in the wrong city. That's fine. I'm a big fan of it.
You know who else is from Astoria?
Who?
John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Leguizamo is so funny.
Whenever he comes on the show, it just becomes like, hey, remember? Yeah. Remember? Yeah,
so. And then he dances.
Yeah.
I got to see him do his one-man show when he was working it out, his new Broadway show.
Latin history.
Yeah. I got to see him in a small, 50-seater working it out.
Oh, really?
With notes. And, yeah, it was so much fun. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's going to be on the show next week.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So I'm building up my Astoria story.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Yeah.
But what is it like in a you're born here in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You move to Atlanta, and then
spent a lot of time in the woods,
right? And then like living in New York,
yeah.
All right, and you're only like, you know, you might as well be in Manhattan when you're in Astoria.
It's yeah, just, you know, three stops.
Just you know, swim the river or three stops. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, right. But it's easier. It's cheaper out there, and as you know, comedians, as you all know, we're all millionaires,
right? Yeah.
So I have a lot of roommates. So that's what makes it easier. My rent is very cheap because I live with three comics and a 65-year-old Indian guy.
What?
Who he works at the airport. And
that is a surprise.
And that's all I know about him. It's been four years.
Wait a second. He's in the house for 4 years and all you know is that?
I could say his first name. I'm not going to give the last name a shot. But it's Jay something. Yeah. Nice guy. He's been there for 20 years in that apartment.
Wow.
A lot of comedians have come in and out of that house. Yeah.
He's got an incubator.
Well, yeah. He's the funniest guy in the whole place, too.
Because we can't understand what he's saying.
Well, no. He's a nice guy, but he's honestly funnier than any comedian that's ever been there. We asked him one time, we were having a party, and the next day we're like, oh, so sorry, we didn't, it was too loud.
Right.
He's like, oh, no, it's fine, I can barely hear anything. We're like, what's the worst, the loudest you've ever heard, like the worst in this house with all the comics you've had? He goes, well, you know, it's not normally the comics, it's when they bring girls over, that's when it starts to become a problem. Uh-huh. But with you guys, I don't have to worry about that. He's like, you know what, Jay? You got a point. And I don't like that point, but I'd like to fix it if I could.
Mike Albanese is appearing tonight for one show at 8 o'clock, and tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Please come back again.
Yeah, really nice thanks for having me. This is a good time.
And next time we'll talk about things in Philadelphia that people don't understand.
And next time we'll talk about how you have a mustache that matches the tattoo on my arm.
Say what?
I have a curly mustache.
Stop. I want to see this.
I want to see it right now?
Yeah.
This is great for radio.
We got cameras on.
Yeah,
I told
them
that I was going to take my shirt off.
Don't hit your head.
Oh, look, it's Bert Kreischer.
Bert's in town.
I'll take his money.
Does he have his money?
Oh, my God. Yeah. What would make you do that?
Yeah, it's a great question.
You've had that. You can get rid of that. I can't.
Booyakasha.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah.
102.9.
Say that again.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.